Okay, welcome back to another podcast. Or actually, I think this might be the first podcast.
I think it's the second.
It's an early one, that's for sure. So we're going to be talking about IT today, IT at QMU. I am Fiona. I am a going into fourth year public sociology student. I was going to say third year there for a second.
And I am Natalia, and going into third year psychology.
Nice. So we thought we'd start off by talking about the library, because the library is kind of like the key place where a lot of the IT stuff is. So for starters, you have like obviously the PCs that are like directly when you go into the library, you see there are like PCs set up that you can go to, you can sit at, you can work at, you could just use like your uni login to access them.
Yeah, it's really easy, especially you literally go into the library and they're just there, literally in front of you. So it's really hard to miss them.
Yeah, like if you miss them, congratulations.
You achieved something no one has ever done before.
But yeah, so you, as I say, you just use like your uni login for that, and you can just access like basic programs. Like I think if you're doing like psychology or something, you can do like SPSS on there.
Yes.
And all of the programs necessary for your program.
Yeah, so any PDF readers, any Word offices, graphics, they're there for you to use. So to not be worried about anything not being there.
Yeah, and these PCs can also be used with the printers. So you would just go to the PC, print, like press print on the document that you want to print, and then print it, basically. But
exactly.
You'll use those PCs for that. I know in some places the printer does it directly, but our uni, I believe, is just at those PCs.
Yeah, I think so too. At other PCs, it would be some manual setup to add the printer to your PC. But if you're using the uni one, it's literally print, print. It's already set up for you.
Yeah, and then I think you just go and scan your student card on the printer, and then it, like, knows.
Yeah, it has everything saved up, and you just click a button. To be honest, I don't remember which button, but a button.
A big button. Like, it's
yeah.
I've been able to print on those things, so it can't be that hard.
Yeah, same. And I've never had any official induction to the library, so it's really easy, and it's labelled. But if you just want to print something out of your USB stick, remember to bring it to the printer. Don't attach it to the PC, to the printer.
Yeah, it's just, well, I mean, first of all, remember to bring it with you anyway, because
yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, what I will say is, like, we'll talk about the remote desktop a bit later on, but having any documents directly on the PC is going to be a lot easier to print than trying to figure out the printer, in my experience. So, like, uploading them through the remote desktop or, like, I guess using your USB stick on the PC is potentially going to be easier. At least for me it was, but... But, yeah.
Yeah, another good trick is also if you don't want to really play with anything... Our university gives you access to Microsoft subscription, and within that you have a OneDrive, which works basically like a Google Drive or USB stick. So any documents, it's really useful to have it there too.
Yeah, that's a really good shout.
Yeah.
So also within the library you have group study spaces and individual study spaces that also...
My favourite.
I know. I have. So they all have access to PCs as well, and like... or some sort of, like, technology. So you've got, like, in the group study spaces, you've got your, like, what are they called?
I think it's a presentation kind of board, something.
Yeah, like a board where you can, like, stream with, like, a projector.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you can hook up your own stuff to the projector. I know that me and my friends have played D&D that way before by booking out a space for a society meeting. So, like, you can also use these meetings to meet up with, like, people in your course to kind of go over some study stuff, or
we're doing
group
a group
work.
Presentation.
Yeah, that's a big
that's
one.
That's the space to book.
And, yeah,
But remember, we have to book them beforehand.
Book in advance, especially with COVID, but also without COVID. Booking in advance is really important because these spaces are, there's only so many spaces for the amount of students that we have. So
Exactly.
they're few and
With
far
COVID
between.
the past year, it was surprisingly easier to book them because not so many people were going out to the university. But hopefully this year our uni life will go back to normal. So booking in advance will be your friend.
Yeah, you do that by just there's like a website that you can find relatively easily on like the main QMU website. And it just like takes you to an external website where then you can put in all your booking details. It looks a bit intimidating to start with, but it's actually really easy once you figure it out.
Yeah, and if you don't know what to do or how to do it, just ask our library staff. They'll be able to help you.
They're so lovely.
Yeah, they actually really are. And they're literally also by the entrance, so hard to miss. And if you ever get bored with the library and want to go somewhere else, change up the pace, you can go to the second floor or the third floor, where we also have our PCs and we kind of study spaces with a little more ASMR available.
I especially like on the very top floor where you have like the open like ceiling and you have like especially on a
Yeah, the
nice
sun
day,
on
the
you.
sun shining down, you can sit and work on your laptop or on the PCs and it's really
Yeah,
nice.
that's also my favorite space. But my second favorite space is in the hub by the Starbucks. All the coffee making noises and coffee literally next to me.
Coffee is needed when using technology.
Yeah, or being a student in general.
Yeah.
Starbucks, our friend.
Oh yeah. So also on these PCs and also on your home PCs and stuff, you'll get access to the hub, which is basically where your lecturers will upload lecture slides, notes, readings, anything that will be useful and more. You'll also find that's where you'll submit your essays, or your exams or whatever you're doing.
Or plagiarism check. It's literally anything in there. Anything important will be announced there, will be to be accessed there, or our lectures online this year will probably be held on Blackboard there too.
It's literally the hub of everything. You also have the student portal, which is slightly different, which covers like your academic transcript, your timetable, all that kind of stuff. And there
Your
is an app
deadlines,
for that too.
yeah, it's a really useful app, to be honest. There's also an app for the hub, though, too.
True, yeah, there is just the Blackboard app.
Yeah, but it's a really good one, just to have it for the notification's sake.
Yeah, I
So whenever
agree.
something posted, you just get it to your phone. And the last thing to remember is the remote desktop. If you're studying at home, or you saved something up at the uni PC but forgot to transfer to USB stick or anything. If you go to our QMU website, there's a remote access tab which gives you all the instructions on how to access your actual uni desktop from your home. So it's a god saver. It saved me many times.
Yeah, it's also recommended to save, like, if you're writing essays and stuff like that, to save them onto your remote desktop, or your OneDrive, as we mentioned beforehand, just to kind of have like that extra copy. So if anything happens, like if you're working at
You
home on
have a
your
backup.
laptop, on your PC crashes, your house burns down, God forbid, hopefully not, but you never know. Anything happens, you have a backup of your essay, so you're
Exactly.
not
It takes
absolutely
that
screwed.
anxiety away.
Yeah, definitely. I think we do quite well in terms of IT at QMU. I mean, sometimes the PCs will be really annoying and slow, but I think that's just kind of standard.
But they do give you the necessities to be able to
Yeah.
do your work, actually. Maybe you're not gonna be playing League of Legends on there because they're not really that tech savvy.
Yeah, probably
But
no
you'll do
video
your work just
games,
fine.
but good enough for uni stuff and for printing, which is the main thing. And as we say, the group study and the individual study spaces are amazing. Definitely utilize them while you're there. Make use of the tech that's provided to you.
They'll be able to help you out in any case.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, as we say, like, if you have any further questions about IT, you can speak to the library staff at any point, who would be more than happy to help you out with any queries you might have.
Yeah, they'll explain everything and show it to you.
Yeah, I've been there a handful of times. Also, connecting to Wi-Fi. If you have issues connecting to Wi-Fi on your devices, they can help you out with that.
Which is me.
Yeah. Every time I change my password, my phone has a freak out and doesn't let me connect. And I'll go back toddling to the ELS being like, can you help me again, please? And they're always like, yeah, of course you can. So that's another important one, like, so you know where to go.
By the fourth year, they remember those people that struggle with the Wi-Fi. Oh, hi, you again, Wi-Fi issues?
But yeah. Apart from that, I think that's everything. I hope you enjoyed, and
yeah,
enjoy the podcasts and enjoy QMU.
And hope you're excited to join QMU.